Welcome to day 29 of our 49 days of meditation, somatic mindfulness, cold showers, and sobriety. So we're going to start off with a bit of a state shift, and we'll begin with what I would call some underwater tortoise breathing. So basically tortoise breathing, but we're going to focus a little bit on the muscles by drawing in and out through the straw. So let's try that. So inhale deeply, as if you're breathing through a straw. All the way in, and then all the way out. So as we're doing that, as you inhale for the next little bit, really focus on the egg, just filling up as much at the bottom and all the way around the sides as you can. And exhale all the way, and just feel the sides pressed in, not only by the water, but also a little bit by the part of you that wants to move. Deep breath in. All the way out. So if you're new to the contractions, just keep playing with just a little bit near the bottom. If you're getting pretty invested in that, then you're going to want to start the contractions a little bit at the front and a little bit at the back. And we'll come back to that in a bit later. So just keep focusing on your tortoise breathing, as if you're breathing through a straw, really to work on the contractions. We're going to move into something a little bit more specific, but first I just wanted to remind us all about the cold showers. So this week we're focusing on the face and the voice, which is often described as an ego mirror. And there's a million reasons why we can get into that. But with the cold showers, what we're going to be doing is moving towards not only the same thing with 45 seconds cold, 15 seconds lukewarmish hot, but also we're going to try and stand very stoically, kind of like a Qigong practice, and make sure that the cold water is on your face so that your whole being can reassert itself from the inside out through your whole posture and your face in the cold water, which is kind of trippy, but a really good idea. So hopefully that gives us some inspiration on the cold showers. And now we're going to shift our tortoise breathing just a little bit more towards focusing on the horizontal. So as we inhale through the straw, using the contraction of the perineal floor and the diaphragm, what we're going to see we can do is fill up as much of that space, front, side, corner, sides, back corners, and back, all the way around as horizontally as we can. We're going to see if we can bust a seam or not. So all set, good posture. Contract your perineal floor towards your belly button, breathe in. And then towards the front corners, the sides, the back corners, and the back. And then out, following the same pathway around back to the front. Inhale again. This takes practice, no hurry. So we're going to do a couple of more, but now that the breathing hopefully is, I don't know, a sandbox you can play in a little bit more, we're going to focus on the front body, on the collaborative kind of level playing field instinct. And as we breathe in, we're going to focus on our innate healer, the part of us that wants to care for ourselves and everybody else. We're going to do that by starting with our gaze and then working our way down. So we'll just time our breath, working towards the finishing of an inhale, then an exhale, We're trying to get really deep, long breaths, so do your best with that. And as we inhale, bring your attention to your gaze as a healer. And your face in your mirror as a healer. And your heart. Your intuition. Your instinct. And then exhale. So just try that once more. You're embodying yourself as your innate healer. I'm going to breathe out. And then inhale your gaze. Your face. Your heart. Intuition or belly. Adaptability in spine. And then your instinct. And then exhale. So I would give yourself permission to play with that elevator down or yin kind of reassociation, especially if you really do feel like you have to move into a situation where collaboration and connection and bonding and kindness and patience and care and all of that will probably be a much more meaningful and successful way of entering into that part of your day than anything else. So let's go back and just check in with our breath. Get that breath all the way out, perineal floor, connecting towards your belly button, and all the way around. But now we're going to focus a little bit on being more vertical. So as we breathe out to the sides are going to kind of hold in a bit, forcing the breath to fill up and down. Now, this is all fiddly, and it is meant to be a little bit fiddly and specific, but we really need to train some nerves and muscles to go where we want to go. So just try and keep up and play along, and there's no hurry because it's breath work. So once more, all the way in, all the way out. And as you breathe in, focus on your tortoise breathing, but being as vertical as you can. More of a reverse breathing pattern. And all the way out. And keep breathing like that. And for this cycle, we're going to focus on your innate warrior, part of you that deals with contention, competition, and hierarchies, and how we all fit together that way. So breathing, focusing on your tortoise breathing, and a bit of reverse breathing, or more focusing on vertical inhales and exhales. It doesn't actually get a lot more complicated than this, by the way, if you're wondering, oh no, what's next? Ask your warrior, you can take it. You can pull it off. It's not that hard. So very quickly, we're working on two fundamental instincts of being. One is the relative feminine to interact and connect and nurture and bond and tend and befriend and all of that. And the other is an instinct to be more competitive. Not in the sense of I win, club, you die, but more let's see who really is the best at this so that we make the best decisions together. And it's just good to balance out those two parts of ourselves. So a couple more for the more competitive warrior self. And see if you can bring that from the bottom up. We'll do the elevator up or the yang meridian. So all the way in, all the way out. And then we're going to inhale, starting in your sacrum, with the instinct of a warrior. And the adaptability of a warrior through your spine. Your intuition, gut instinct of a warrior. Your heart. Your ego mirror or face. And then the gaze of a warrior. Once more, starting from the bottom up, inhale, warrior instinct, adaptability, intuition, heart, ego and personality and mirror, and then gaze. And remember, when you're doing the yang expression, the spine comes up to your eyes just at the end. Yeah, that's the important master there, the bear. It's waiting to see who's the first one to check out the actual teacher here. There's a reason why that's there. We'll come back to later. Okay, so hopefully you're getting familiar with the tortoise breathing, because that's sort of fundamental to where we need to go with some of the more tricky things. Again, our cold showers are now going to be very stoic, face first into the water, and try not to cringe or to move around too much, because we're really hoping to embrace this in a much more deeply visceral, vulnerable, gut-centered kind of way. So next thing we want to look at is just a very quick Monday check-in with your three selves. Just for a moment. How's your horse? How's your body? How's the animal going to get through your day, your morning, maybe your whole week? Just to feel that sense of vitality and awareness. Check in with your cowboy or your social self and just ask yourself, okay, how's today going to go? And try and choose, you know, your flow and adaptability. And then just for a moment, check out your existential view in the world. It's Monday morning. and look at today and the rest of the week through those eyes. And maybe that might bring some meaning to your interactions and your schedule and things like that. So if we can look at our and feel in with our horse and our cow person and our binoculars, those are your fundamental instinctual selves or your innate selves. Notice that you now have two more. You have the side of your person that is the healer and the side of your person that's the warrior. So if you actually are imagining yourself riding around on a horse, now you can basically see yourself from two sides, you know, within the journey of your life. So those are meant to be states that you can tap into and just feel. So enjoy riding your horse around with those two masculine, feminine, yin yang aspects of being you. Because the more we can participate in meaningful ways, the more we can respond to life in a meaningful way. And it also feels awesome just to really know who you are and to feel it more than think it. So check in with your horse, check in with your warrior person, your healer person, your week, and notice if your binoculars change with your warrior and your healer. That's an interesting novel or three right there. So let's just check in again, make sure our breathing still works. Stay focused on your belly. Feel the difference between being really dedicated to horizontal breath and really dedicated to vertical breath. So let's do a quick little check-in with our mind fish or our sacred basket of life gems. So just bring that in through your elevator down. And just check in with anything that really needs that aspect of your attention. And having brought that to our perception, remember there's that breathing that we do where we take a deep breath in, breathe all the way out, and reach towards something we need to work with. And hold the breath out for four as we yield to that relationship. And then as you inhale, bring that into a sense of belonging and embracing. And then you hold the breath out, imaging a transformation. And then as you finally get ready to breathe out, you send whatever the transformation is off into the universe. And then you start reaching, hold the breath out, yield to this bit of contention. As you inhale, embrace it deep in within your being. Then see it transforming in your imagination as you hold your breath at the top. And then when that seems complete, exhale and just send things along on their way. So just in case you run into a big decision, you can use that kind of recycling and reasserting breath. And it doesn't always have to be something that you pick up and embrace and then transform and get rid of. You could do this the same thing with a person you know who may be in need right now, because you can pick up their spirit or your memory of them, embrace the suffering that they're going through, transform the suffering that they're going through into something more authentic in the sense of spiritual awareness and pain, and then send the healing to them in that way. So there's lots and lots of ways to play with intention and breathwork. So don't want to forget about that one. So the last thing I want to do is just going to be a little reminder about this idea of digging your well of Zen. So I'll send a link at the when I'm done in a couple of minutes to a conversation that I did that just describes how the metaphor of digging a well can be a very, very powerful metaphor for how we approach our meditation practice. Because if you ever actually dug a well in the ground through the dirt and the rocks and the mud and the mess and then built the well around it, it's actually a really great metaphor for a dedicated meditation practice. So having given you that real quick little drive-by, and you can listen to that little talk later, I'm just going to ask you to participate in something that might be a bit of a trigger, because it's going to bring up some things that are often unexpected, but hopefully it will bring us to a real clear sense of the work we're doing here and the play that we're doing too. So if you're kind of full, then maybe come back and check on this later. If you're ready to really rock your world, there's a well joke, dig your well, rocks. This might kind of leave you a little bit unsettled. So just make that discernment for yourself. So last week was all about the heart and all of the different attributes of love, although it was subtly put. So let's just take a quick moment and go through your six minds and feel them all becoming very connected with the experience of love. So let's bring love to your eyes, and then your face, and then your heart, and then love in your belly, your spine, and your sacrum. Really, really just focus on all the little qualities that that brings into your being, which is pretty yummy. So for the sake of real clarity, now we're going to bring the experience of anger to your eyes, and then to your face, and then to your heart, and then anger in your gut, in your spine, in your sacrum. And since you're in your sacrum, let's stay there and bring some jealousy into your sacrum, and then jealousy into your spine, jealousy into your gut, jealousy into your heart, in your face, and then jealousy into your eyes. Then maybe some grief in your eyes, grief in your face, grief in your heart, in your gut, and in your spine, and then crushingly on top of your sacrum. And then since we're in our sacrum, let's go into some play. Don't forget your tail. A little play in your spine. A little play in your belly. Good playful heart. Goofy playful face. And some play in your eyes. And since we're in our eyes, let's bring some really deep unconditional love to our eyes. And our face. and your good heart, and your soft belly, and your agile and youthful spine, and your happy tail that likes to wag. So there's a thing about impermanence where there's what we want, and then there's what happens, and then there's reactions that come from places, and life is crazy. But it's a really good idea to really start to participate as meaningful as we can in different directions, which is why we're really going into this horizontal and vertical aspect of our breath work, as well as really kind of pushing around the palette of our emotional adaptability. Because if we're going to dig this well of Zen and really commit to a meditation practice intent, you know, all day, every day kind of thing, we're going to want tools, but we're also going to want the patience and a bit of the scar tissue of knowing we can go into hard places. So let's get ready for the week of becoming a really powerful egoic mirror to the world and to ourself, and the self within the self within the self. Ha, ha, ha. All right. See you tomorrow morning, bright and early. And I'll go and dig through the internet and find that link on digging your well of Zen. Blessings on your Monday. And enjoy all of yourselves. Have a great day.